Well, it's official. The FDA has released a memo that shows that COVID vaccines killed at least 10 children. And of course, the real number is much larger than that, orders of magnitude larger. It's no doubt thousands of children. And what this means is that, you know, vaccine pimping doctors, they are complicit in the killing of children, the medical homicide of children. Because, of course, there's zero risk of COVID in children. Children don't get COVID. And yet they mass vaccinate all the children and end up killing some number of them. So there's no benefit, but there's plenty of risk. And that just exposes the religion, the cult of vaccinology, you could say, which is what these conventional doctors are pushing, that everybody should get vaccinated no matter what. And they ridiculously believe that all vaccines are safe, all vaccines are effective, despite the complete lack of randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, long-term clinical trials. They say, well, the evidence is that vaccines work. Well, actually, that's not true at all. That's a lie. But they practice deceit on purpose in order to try to trick people into committing medical homicide. That's the actual purpose of vaccines, and that's what I want to talk about here today. Vaccines are intended to be weapons. They are intended as weapons. Weapons to achieve depopulation. And in the case of children, for pediatricians, they are intended to harm and injure children so that pediatricians can have long-term repeat business from the children they harm and injure. You know, pediatricians injecting children with vaccines would be kind of like car mechanics tainting your fuel supply with, you know, water or whiskey or something. And yeah, it's going to cause problems with your car. And then you're going to take the car back to the mechanic. Oh, what do you know? You know, you've blown a gasket. Repeat business. Same thing with pediatricians. They injure children. They do it on purpose, knowingly. And then the children come back for repeat business with all their additional diseases and conditions and autoimmune disorders and allergies. And then, you know, childhood leukemia, different kinds of cancers and metabolic disorders and all kinds of things, right? Many of these are caused by vaccines. Not everything, but many of them are vaccine induced. And then for young adults, vaccines are depopulation bioweapons. They want to make sure that young adults cannot reproduce. They want to make sure that women become infertile and men's sperm count isn't effective anymore. But especially women are targeted by these jabs with mRNA injections that can have transgenic effects and turn the woman's body into a bioweapons factory that can kill an unborn child, especially in the early stages of development. And even if it doesn't kill the unborn child, it would harm the child and cause neurodevelopmental disorders that lead to long-term revenues and profits for the drug companies and the pediatricians and the hospitals, etc. See? So it used to be a generation ago, doctors would never give pregnant women vaccines because the practice was considered risky. Like, why would you inject a pregnant woman with vaccines? Today, doctors target pregnant women. Oh, if you're pregnant, you have to get vaccinated, you know, to protect the child, which it's completely insane. It reveals an utter lack of immunology and passive immunity and the relationship between the mother and the unborn child and how the immune system works, etc. But it doesn't matter. Today's vaccine pimping doctors, they're not well informed. They're not very smart. And they don't know anything about the human immune system, it turns out. So they're just like vending machines, actually. They're no smarter than vaccine vending machines. Just, you know, punch A for vaccine A, punch B for, you know, the hepatitis, punch C for HPV or whatever. And that's what they do. They're just vaccine pimping doctors. So as a result, in America alone, just from the COVID vaccine, we now know that at least 1.5 million Americans were killed by the vaccine, which means that doctors that pushed these vaccines, they murdered more Americans, by far more, than died in the entire Vietnam War, which that war claimed the lives of about 55,000 American soldiers. So we're talking about, well, not just 10 times that, but closer to almost 30 times that, which means that doctors killed more Americans than 30 Vietnam Wars, or maybe the number is 28, but it's close to 30. And they did it by tricking people. They tricked people into getting injected with something that would kill them. And doctors are still trying to trick people. They're still falsely claiming that these vaccines are safe and everybody has to get one. And you still see these doctors on social media or TV or wherever pushing flu shots, which are utterly useless. They flat out do not prevent the flu. Flu shots are a kill weapon for the elderly to save the government money on Social Security, Medicare, pensions, and other entitlements. The flu shot is it's mowing the lawn of the elderly to kill them early and save money and keep the government solvent. That's what flu shots are for. And also to try to keep people ensnared in the cult of vaccinology. But if you take a flu shot, you know, you're doing damage to yourself. And also you're not very informed if you take flu shots. Flu shots are medically useless, scientifically fraudulent. They cause harm. They do not prevent the flu. You want to prevent the flu? Turn to nutrition. You know, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, good nutrition and superfoods. Sunshine, if you can get it. I mean, people are vitamin D deficient in the winter because of lack of sun. And that's one reason why they have so many symptoms of cell death during the winter months. And then those symptoms are given the name the flu. But they've never even isolated influenza viruses from anybody that's been diagnosed with the flu. They've never isolated influenza. And the CDC will just diagnose anybody with the flu. You know, you have the sniffles? Huh? You have the flu. And then they count it as a flu case. And they use that to push their flu vaccines, which don't work. So it's all a giant hoax, actually. It's a medical scam. I never take vaccines. And I never get sick. I mean, I rarely even get symptoms. But I can't even remember the last time that I've been sick, as in sick in bed or missed a day of productivity because of sickness or anything like that. It just doesn't happen in my life because I use nutrition, not vaccines. And I also take no pharmaceuticals, no prescription drugs. Well, I should clarify, I don't take prescription drugs, but I do take over-the-counter ivermectin from time to time. If I feel some symptoms coming on, I take ivermectin and next day, boom, the symptoms are gone. So yeah, there's a place for generic off-patent drugs like ivermectin, which is actually based on a soil microbe. So that's not even something created by man. That's something created by nature. It comes from soil, you know, and it's very useful. But I do not take prescription medications. I do not take vaccines. And I also avoid toxic processed foods, obviously. Or, you know, aspartame and whatever garbage is in the food supply. So those are your choices. If you want to be healthy and avoid the flu, it's just a matter of what you eat and how much nutrition you get, your lifestyle, sunlight exposure, things like that. But if you want to believe a medical hoax and take a flu shot, then you'll wonder why you still got the flu. Because most people who take flu shots, they still get the flu or symptoms that they call the flu. And then when they wonder, well, why did I get the flu? I took the flu shot. You know what the doctor will say? Well, it's a good thing you took the flu shot or your flu would have been worse. Yeah, that's insane. Again, completely illogical. You still got the flu. So obviously the flu shot didn't work. Just like COVID shots don't work also. And they don't work because the entire model of infectious disease through viruses is itself a total fraud. It doesn't work the way they say it does. So if you want to be healthy, follow people like me who are healthy and who teach health. I've been teaching it for almost 25 years. And now you can get free health books. You can download them and read them for free at brightlearn.ai. Or if you want to go straight to the books, just go to books.brightlearn.ai. And you'll get right to those books. I've authored, 20 books or something already there. And I'm doing books on nutrition and DMSO and many other really important topics. And they're all completely free. And you can also use our wellness coach that's part of our AI engine at brightu.ai. Just go to brightu, that's the letter U, brightu.ai. And you'll be able to use our wellness coach engine. It's completely free. And it knows more about nutrition and health than any human doctor. Any doctor living or whoever lived. You'll be able to get more information out of our engine than from any human doctor. Think about that. So check it out. You can find all of our AI tools at brightion.ai. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.